T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You have to get up pretty high to look down on a peregrine falcon.
He's sitting right on the cliff. It's just beautiful. It really is thrilling to see them and know that they thrive this year, because it's been a tough few years for them. So it's nice to see that she had the 3 babies, that they're doing well, nice and healthy.
Here atop the Palisades, 500 feet above the Hudson River, on any given morning, an informal gathering occurs. Avid bird watchers, cameras in hand, come to marvel at a majestic raptor.
These are the fastest living creatures on Earth, and they are amazing hunters. It's just fascinating to see them hunting. They stoop down at a speed of 250 miles per hour.
These amateur wildlife photographers want to remain anonymous, and they don't like to publicize the precise location where the falcons soar. They want to protect these once endangered birds of prey.
It's very sleek when you look at it, and when you see it in flight, especially when it stoops down, it fashions the shape of its body and its wings so that it has the minimum air resistance and is able to fly down at such a high rate because of that. So it's very graceful.
From a safe distance, they peer through high-tech cameras with long lenses.
This is a Nikon D500 camera, and the lens is a 600mm Nikon lens with a tele-extender, which extends its focal length to about 840 or so. It allows you to get close to the birds, which you need really, especially if they're in flight or if they're far away. You feel the frame and you get much better pictures.
So from far away, I could see a little bit of movement, but up close with your lens, there is a beautiful young peregrine falcon, and it's eating. It has something under its talons. It's right on the edge of a rock here in the Palisades, high above the Hudson River, and it's dipping its head down and pulling apart its something. Breakfast.
Yes.
That's nature.
That's nature.
Wow.
At its best.
Wow. That was majestic.
That's the male.
That's the father.
That's the daddy. That's the daddy.
He just let himself fall off and just catch the breeze, and he swooped up.
He knew CBS was here.
He put on a show for CBS Radio.
You should have brought your camera.
There's reverence, awe, and respect for these elegant creatures. Roughly a half century ago, they were nearly lost. Pesticides softened their eggshells.
We almost wiped out our raptors because of DDT decades ago. And in the 70s, we banned DDT, and it's taken a few decades for them to come back, thanks to the effort of a lot of people who are very conscious of conservation. And that's why we have beautiful places like this where they can thrive. As you may know, even in New York City, they are doing extremely well. And so it's good to see them come back.
In recent years, urban cousins grabbed the headlines, peregrine falcons that took up residence atop New York City skyscrapers. Now, just a stone's throw from the big city, here's an opportunity to observe falcons in their natural habitat. From the rocky crags, they dive, swoop, and soar with ease.
I think there's a lot of people that don't know about it. It's photographers, it's birders, they know about it, but that's about it. But for the majority of people, they don't have a clue. And they don't understand the beauty of New Jersey. That's the part that drives me crazy, because it's like everybody thinks of New Jersey as the Turnpike or, you know, Newark Airport, and it's so much more. And so there's so many beautiful places here. I want people to see how pretty New Jersey is and to realize that, like I said, we're not the armpit of America. You know, they don't get it. They just think it's factories and Turnpike and, you know, they know about the Jersey Shore, and that's about it.
The sad thing is being out and about, you see so many people walking with their heads in their phones. And it's like when you walked your dog 10 years ago, you walked your dog. You didn't have your, you know, walking your dog and a cell phone, looking at your cell phone. And I notice that if a lot of places that I go, they're out to exercise, but they're looking at their phone, and they're just missing so many things around them. They have no idea. They could walk right by a hawk, and like right next to them, and I see that all the time, or a fawn, and not even notice it because they're looking at their phone. So that's a sad thing. That really bothers me.
No phones here. These nature lovers have their eyes wide open. For them, it's a secret pleasure savored by a select few, an unofficial falcon club.
For me, being close to nature is the best form of meditation that I know. So my work has enough stresses and demands, and when I'm in nature, then the world is lost to me. I'm just alone, and it's beautiful.
Along the Palisades, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.